What is it like reading poems at Salmon Fest? What is the crowd like? How is the reception here?
Well, it's quite wonderful. Sometimes I think that people focus on the salmon habitat thing here really good. We can remind them. Sometimes I think when they leave here, they forget about it when it comes voting time. But we're doing this year after year. Three ballot measures now have failed, but we're still doing poetry. People still love it. We know there's an emotional connection. We know there's a financial connection, a cultural connection. This is quite important. So when people come to hear our poetry, they love it. But we're trying to also encourage activism, people to like vote, you know, help. Don't be afraid to listen to what we're saying. Not the big money, maybe, you know.
Do you find that you write poems with Salmon Fest in mind and with this audience in mind? Clark, you're nodding your head.
Yes, I have. I've written several that, I mean, I've been inspired by Salmon Fest, and the connection with the audience is just incredible. And it's just an honor to be able to be here and perform. You know, Fisher Poets, you know, we have the National Fisher Poets Gathering in Astoria, and that's really fun too. But this is a local thing, and it's really special. I really enjoy it. Yeah.
Mizi, you mentioned you're reading a new poem that you just wrote. Kit, do you want to talk a little bit about that?
I guess I could. Earlier, about 2-3 weeks ago, I was driving from my house to go to set out, and my truck got attacked by a mama bear who was protecting her cubs and trying to get breakfast at the neighbor's hen house. And so I wrote a new poem about that, which helps, I guess, my mind ease the trauma of it.
And the poem was called?
I stole the tagline from Snickers, so I call the poem "You're Not You When You're Hungry."
What else are you guys excited about for this weekend? What does Salmon Fest mean to you?
All the people I've met, all the connections I've made. Wow. And I keep seeing everybody. And, you know, after this delay, it's kind of extra high that way, you know. The relationships we made here that I can speak to, I mean, wow, it's incredible, you know. And all the different bands I've met, like, for instance, now that we've been doing activism, Caitlin Vadla says, "Steve, you want to get up on one of these big stages?" And I said, "How about with the Sugar Strings?" I said, "I might be able to do that." You know, nowhere else can we do that but right here. The developing relationships all these years, you know, it's become more loose and cooperative, and I mean.
And we've talked a little bit before about how there's so much overlap between music and poetry, and that seems to really be, you know, something you might think about here at a music kind of festival. Is that something that are you going to perform any songs, Clark?
Yeah, I started playing guitar and singing. And yeah, my poems, I started writing poems and they always turned into songs, so I finally just gave up and started doing songs. But yeah, you know, poems and songs are so much alike, and it's great to grow, and this has been an opportunity to do that, you know, to be able to perform at a world-class festival like this and just really have a lot of fun with it and be really well received. It's just great, and the atmosphere here is just so fun, you know. Just people are really relaxed, and everyone's, and it's a beautiful day today. Oh man, it's just a great place to be. Wonderful.
For folks who've maybe never seen poetry live before, do you have any tips for being a good audience?
Yeah, it's important to listen, you know, because the words are so important. I mean, a lot of times with music, instrumental music, there aren't any words, but yeah, you know, I know that every one of us have something to offer, and we have a lot to say, but yeah, you have to really listen, and our audiences have been great. You know, the people that come to see Fisher Poets really expect to be able to listen, because, you know, a lot of what we're doing, they're just great stories. It's just really interesting narratives, so hopefully it's real easy to listen to the words.
And the other thing is, I think the performance is really helped by the crowd response, and so you feed off that, so it helps energy-wise. It's really hard to perform to few people, but when you get the crowd behind you, and everyone here is so welcoming, so there's only one critic there, and it's yourself.
And so folks who want to see you three perform, when should they be here, and what stage are they coming to?
It's the Inlet stage. What time do you say, Clark?
It's 2:10 p.m. We start tomorrow,
Saturday,
and 11:50 a.m. on Sunday, and both times on the Inlet stage.
And if you see me anywhere, I'll do you one. I mean, that's how it works here, you know. Wow, the collaboration thing's just only beginning.